Time for Recollections. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to relax and reminisce with Recollections from the early days of radio. In this special series, we delve into the vast NBC library of sound to relive the memorable moments of radio's past, the stars who entertained you then, the special events that thrilled you. And to guide us through these priceless recollections, here is Ed Herlihy.
Thanks, Fred Collins, and good evening, everyone. Tonight's recollections will be bursting with melody. All Irving Berlin compositions, songs that are so well loved and so often sung that it's difficult to think of American popular music ever being without them. Easter Parade, for instance, year after year, perhaps in recognition of this song, one of our listeners, Clarence Brown of Roslyn, Long Island, has suggested an All Berlin program for this Recollections. And more than suggest, Mr. Brown has offered to supplement our own library of sound with many of his own priceless records. He is one of the finest libraries of rare records in these parts. And so, with his generous contribution, we will hear Berlin tunes sung by some of the biggest names in early radio. Von DeLith, Henry Burr, Al Jolson, and Ethel Waters, to name a few. But first, the master himself. Here is Mayor Jimmy Walker introducing Irving Berlin on a 1939 NBC program.
Wherever songs are appreciated and wherever there are responsive hearts to beautiful music and deep-seated thinking, the name of Irving Berlin will always be present. Honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going to the leader man, the ragged meter man? Oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander. Grandstand, brass band, you better hurry along. Come on in here, Alexander's grand time. Come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war, and that's just the bestest band one am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along, and let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you'd care to hear the Swanee River play, in that time, come on here, come on along to Alexander's ragtime
Berlin himself singing two of his best, Alexander's Ragtime Band, his first big hit way back in 1911, and God Bless America, introduced in 1939. Between those years, some of his most memorable tunes were written, and tunes that often reflect events of his own life. For instance, in 1912, following his first big success, he married. But 6 months later, his wife died, and overwhelmed with grief, he wrote,
I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heavens of blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you.
Recognize Wayne King? A radio favorite since, well, for more years than some of us care to remember. In 1914, Irving Berlin proved that no human emotion is immune from the immortalizing influence of the pop songwriter. The idea for this one came from a newspaper story about a fella who died stony broke and left a will, leaving things like laughter to little children and sunshine and rain to the flowers. Berlin put it into a touching song. And this is how Al Jolson once sang it on NBC.
I know a millionaire who's burdened down with care. A load is on his mind. He's thinking of the day when he must pass away and leave his wealth behind. I haven't any gold to leave when I grow old. Somehow it's passed me by. I'm very poor, but still I'd leave a precious will when I must say goodbye. I'd leave the sunshine to the flowers. I'd leave the springtime to the trees and to the old folks. I'd leave the memories of a baby upon their knees. I'd leave the nighttime to the dreamer. I'd leave the songbirds to the blind. I'd leave the moon above to those in love when I leave the world behind. When I leave the world behind. I'd leave the sunshine to the flowers. I'd leave the springtime to the trees and to the old folks. I'd leave memories of a baby on their knees. I'd leave the nighttime to the dreamers. I'd leave the songbirds to the blind. I'd leave the moon above to those in love when I'd leave the world behind. When I'd leave the world behind.
1918. Berlin got drafted and promptly produced a doughboy show called Yip Yip Yap Hank, and the very famous number. Here it is, sung by a 1918 vintage vocalist, Arthur Fields.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've got to get up, you've got to get up, you've got to get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
The following year, 1919, Verlaine was doing even greater things, the Ziegfeld Follies. And here is John Steele, one of its stars, with the song he introduced.
A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the train of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
John Steele, as he sang in the Follies of 1919. Verlaine had achieved tremendous success, but the songs of the next few years tell more than words what he was feeling in his heart. There was loneliness amidst all this success, and Verlaine put it into song. Von der Leith sang it this way in 1924.
All by myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone in a cozy Morris chair. So unhappy there. On the shelf, I long to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself.
Von der Leith, one of radio's first vocalists. There is another well-known lonely song of Berlin that he wrote a short while after All by Myself. But this time it was the loneliness of a young man in love, anxiously waiting for the phone to ring.
All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a-ting-a-ling. I'm all alone every evening. All alone, feeling blue. Wondering where you are, and how you are, and if you are.
That was Louis James singing a melody Berlaine wrote while he was courting his second wife, Ellen Mackay. Louis James, you may remember, was featured vocalist on the old Atwater Kent program, and then a member of the Revelers Quartet. In 1925, Berlaine presented his new wife with the most beautiful of wedding gifts. This song, with all of its royalties, was hers.
I'll be loving you on the way. Land need a helping hand, I will understand.
Henry Burr, as he sang in 1925. Many listeners remember him from his long association with the WLS Barn Dance. Also in 1927, one of Berlin's greats was first heard, Blue Skies. And this is how Paul Whiteman's Sax Soctet played it. The cavalcade of lilting melody continued with Marie, here sung by Franklin Bauer.
Marie, the dawn is breaking. Marie, you'll soon be waking to find your heart is aching and tears will fall as you.
Franklin Bauer, one of the early vocalists on the Voice of Firestone program. Moving along now to 1932, another Berlin classic sung by three of radio's pioneers, Morton Downey, Annette Henshaw, and Singin' Sam.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. So, everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go,
People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Also, in 1932, this song, performed by the A&P Gypsies, featuring Frank Parker.
Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Now trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is looking for the silver lining. Mr. Franklin Roosevelt says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
In 1933, another review called As Thousands Cheer. The cast, Marilyn Miller, Helen Broderick, Clifton Webb, and Ethel Waters, who introduced Heat Wave.
A heat wave blew right into town last week. Came from the island of Martinique. The can-can she dances will make you fry. The can-can is really the reason why we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her seat wave, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Gee-haw anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can. She started the heat wave, we're letting us heat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Her anatomy made that mercury jump to 93. Yeah, man, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
Now, another curious thing happened in this show. Berlin put new lyrics to a number he had written years before. And a melody that had been forgotten suddenly became an all-time hit. Back in 1917, this number was called Smile and Show Your Dimple.
Smile and show your dimple. You'll find it very simple. You can take got something coming on in a very little while. Chase away the wrinkles, sprinkle just a twinkle, light your face up, just raise up and smile.
And then the same melody with new words 25 years later. And this is the way Clifton Webb introduced it in As Thousands Cheer in 1933.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write the sonnet about your Easter bonnet, and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
Just a few of the hundreds of hit songs that Irving Berlin has given us. Our thanks again to Clarence Brown, radio historian and collector, for sharing his many valuable records with us tonight. Next week, a wide variety of early radio performers combine for our final broadcast of this series. Peter DeRose and May Singe Breen, Gene Austen and Whisperin' Jack Smith. So I hope you'll join me once again for more treasured memories from our Library of Sound. Good night, everyone. Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollection. Join him next week at this time for more highlights in the history of radio broadcasting. This is Fred Collins. Recollections is an NBC Radio Network production directed by Bob Maurer. Recollections at 30 is another worldwide presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.